RSM Central's Form Express.
The racing country, Victoria at Benalla this afternoon. Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bets.
Best is race 8, number 5, Ballinger. Trimmed up a bit, maybe one unit the win, two units the place. Race 6, number 13, Strobe Light, the value. First leg of the quaddy, 2, 3, 6 and 13. Numbers 1, 3 and 11 in the second leg. 1, 4 and 5 in the third leg. Home with numbers 5, 6 and 11. I thought there's two close to good things on the day. I'm going to use them as the player of the day in an all-up-the-win. Race 5, number 12, The Nephew, into race 8, number 5, Ballinger.
Gerald Egan was on at the Breakfast Club this morning. This is what he had to say about his Steel's chances, which is the 370 favourite in race 2.
Yeah, we're very pleased with her. We think she'll make the grade. She drew a barrier today, so hopefully she can prove it.
And Troy Corstens, of course, he has Mystery Fly going around in race number 3, and he's Troy.
Yeah, I think she can really stick her hand up today. She's come on from that run. She's quite an honest mare, and she should be hard to beat today.
Racing at Newcastle in New South Wales, Joel Marshall joins us to help us back at winner there. G'day, Joel.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. 8 races there today, including the Jungle Juice Cup. The Cessnock Cup as well. So the Jungle Juice Cup. Have you ever had some Jungle Juice, Joel?
I haven't.
No, they tell me it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous.
It's a good meeting today. As you said, Jungle Juice Cup's always a competitive race. And my best for the day comes up in that race, the feature, race 8. Number 4, Charm Me Baby. She's a talented mare, this girl. She had a really good prep earlier this year. Culminated in a third in the country championship final at Randwick behind Art Cadeau. The first up runner, Port Macquarie, was excellent, just tipped out. And then in between runners on the heavy track, didn't really suit at Taree last start. Expecting big improvement with Grant Buckley back in the saddle today. She'll get back, but there's good enough speed on. I think she can finish over the top. In terms of the value, a little bit earlier in the day, race 6, number 7, Victorella. Thought this girl performed pretty well first up for the new stable, beat all but Quick Tempo, who's won again since and is unbeaten in 3 starts. So I like that form line. Grant Buckley aboard this mare as well. I think she's worth thought each way. In terms of the quaddy numbers today, first leg numbers 4, 5 and 6. Second leg numbers 2, 7 and 9. Third leg numbers 2, 3, 5 and 10. And in the final leg numbers 1, 4, 8 and 9. Just repeating the best, race 8 number 4, the best value, race 6 number 7.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Joel Marshall there. Luke Humphreys has done the form for the trotting meeting at Cranbourne in Victoria. G'day, Luke.
G'day, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddy, please?
Yeah, the two specials were in the first two. Race 1, number 6, Confession, the very best bet overall. Couldn't work into the race first up from last. Settled down last in the small field of 6. It was just a sprint home. Slowly run early, but the winner's won since. His form for the last preparation was pretty strong, so I think he can break the maiden today, race 1, number 6. And the other one, very short, which I'm not surprised by, and I'm not an odds-on part of it. For those that sort of like to back them, even if they're, you know, odds-on, and they might look at it as a bit of value, race 2, number 4, Halanton, look, he's $1.33, which is obviously not much value, but for those odds-on punters, you know, he probably should be a shorter, to be honest. He has been a beaten favourite in his last 4, which is going to be the reason why you're going to get a better price, but surely he gets his chance to win today. And the value, a little bit more value, race 6, number 1, nice draw there, little skeet, good each way chance, Cabago Grin, run some good races in recent times up in the Sunraysia. Thought it was definitely a great each way chance, race 6, number 1, but the two best bets in the first, race 1, number 6, and race 2, number 4. Quaddy, first leg, race 5, 5 and 7. Second leg, race 6, 1, 5, 7, 10. Third leg, race 7, 1, 2, 7, 12, 13. And the fourth leg, race 8, 6, super set, 1 out. That's 5 and 7, 1, 5, 7, 10, 1, 2, 7, 12, 13, 6, 1 out. $40 for 100%. Gareth?
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.
There's Luke Humphreys there. Now, Greyhound Racing today, we'll get those tips sent through in just a minute because Jason Adams will be joining us there to have a look back at, or look forward to, the rare Sandown meeting on a Monday So we'll get the thoughts of Jason Adams in just a moment. Just having a look at the Cranbourne Cup field once again, and the market is out there for the Cranbourne Cup on Saturday night. You've got Fernando Mick at 350. That was impressive. Koblenz is flying at the moment. He's at $3.80. Jax Bale at $8. Lala Kiwi, that caused an upset to win her heat, currently at the $4 there. And then we've got Das Ascend at $8.50. So Koblenz is the favourite at $3.80. Fernando Mick at $3.50. And even lots of chatters given a good chance there at $5. Selections and best bets coming through for this Sandown meeting today. There's a couple here in race number 7. Dundee Hornet, named after Matty Nevitt. Race 7 at number 2. And the best value there is in race number 10, Broadie Light. It's currently around $3.60, so that's race 10, dog number 5. It's 11.56. That was the Form Express.
RSM Central's Form Express.
Georgie Ferugia just joins us now. We'll try and find some winners in the dogs today. Georgie, hello to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. How do we make some money on this Monday?
Yeah, we'll kick off at Ballarat. Actually, before we start, Gareth, there is a Sandown meeting too, and there's an interesting first starter by Barsha Bale out of Uphill Jill called Jungle Panther. So we'll keep an eye out for it. It's the next litter on from Koblenz and Co. So interesting to see how it goes. But at Ballarat,
Whispers, it goes very good, Georgie.
Oh, does Whispers it? Well, there you go.
Yeah. What price is it?
$2.40. All right, yeah. Then. Be interesting to see how it goes. But at Ballarat, race 2, number 2, a grand called Pearl Dealer, Gareth. Had the 6 starts and is placed in 4 of them, including nice efforts in her last 2. She shows good speed, drawn well, and I think she should break her maiden duck today. Quaddy numbers there at Ballarat, 2, 3, 7 and 8, into 1, 2, 7, into 1, 2, 6 and 8, into 1 and 2 to bring us home. That's at Ballarat. Another good meeting at Shepparton tonight. Like one in race 4. Pretty keen on this one, Gareth. Race 4, number 4, Sunstruck. Youngster who hasn't taken long to get to this distance range, and we should see the best of her now. Vacant box to her left will help. And if she finds the fence early, she should be too strong for her rivals here, Gareth. She has shown some nice form with a good win at the Meadows. We've tipped her before, and I think she's probably over her pet distance now. Quaddy numbers there, 1, 2 and 4, into 3, 4 and 5, into 1, 5 and 8, into 2 and 8. And a little bit happening over the weekend, Gareth. We've seen Wow make it back-to-back wins in the Goulburn Cup, nearly breaking his own track record yesterday. And Gypsy Wyong will start favourite in the Hume Cup final on Monday, well, next week. So she's at around the $2.70 mark in what's a good final.
Geez, it's going to be an exciting back end to the Greyhound season. There's no doubt about that, Georgie. And I'm with Koblenz in that Cranbourne Cup. He will lead all of the way.
Yeah, look, his run was good. And as we said, Dave Gill getting 2 through, Graham Jones getting 2 through, and Team Daly getting 3 across the line. And obviously tomorrow, Gareth, the announcement of both Top Gun fields too. So we've got so much happening as we lead up to the real big ones in the Melbourne Cup and the Phoenix. But we'll have it all and more tomorrow on Off the Leash.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
No worries, mate.